The accounting firm Ernst & Young has released a report today that warns Australia is not doing enough to deal with the workforce disruption generated by digital technologies like robots and artificial intelligence. The report finds that we are at an automation tipping point, and that if governments, universities and employers don't work more effectively on reskilling the Australian workforce, we'll be left behind. The report's author is EY partner Dr. Juliet Andrews, and when I spoke to her this morning, I asked her why she's given it the unusual title, Stop Talking About the Future of Work.
Look, we've called it Stop Talking About the Future of Work because we really think that the future of work isn't in the future. We actually think it's right now. We think that we've approached and are fast coming to a tipping point where new technologies are becoming more and more apparent in the work that people are doing. And we think that if we don't start to sort of upskill ourselves in relation to those new technologies, that we could be left behind.
So how well prepared are Australian employers and employees for the shakeup in the workforce that will come with digital technologies and artificial intelligence?
We went out and we interviewed and surveyed a wide number of employers, so from large complex organisations, both public and private, as well as smaller, medium-sized organisations and employees across Oceania. And really what we found was that employers are starting to grip this up. They're really thinking about what the role of technology in work is going to be, and they're thinking about the capabilities that they're going to need in the future. But what they don't have is a lot of current state data to sort of help them do that well. So in many cases, they actually don't know what capabilities they have today. But they also are looking to invest quite significantly in these emerging technologies. And workers are pretty relaxed about what's coming, which, you know, for us was a little bit concerning because we do see that this technology is going to start to sort of augment tasks in many ways. It could replace tasks and roles quite quickly. And that we think that people need to start thinking about this and how their job is changing, how their sector is changing. But sort of around two-thirds of workers that were surveyed said they'd given no consideration to the changing nature of their job in relation to technology.
And your report warns about an automation tipping point. What do you mean by that?
So when we asked employers, what have you invested in over the last 3 years and what are you investing in the next 3 years, they told us that their investment in artificial intelligence is going to double, that their investment in things like robotic process automation, which is already fairly significant, will go up by about a third, and that they're looking at other emerging technologies like blockchain. And these are not technologies that as workers we're very familiar with and that we know how to use well, and they are going to augment tasks and roles. So we also asked them about, you know, predictions around jobs change into the next 3 years, and they estimated that somewhere around a third of jobs will change over the next 3 years as a result of technology.
So how worried should the employees of these AI-focused employers be about their jobs?
Employers were estimating somewhere around 11% job redundancy, which marries up quite neatly with the OECD prediction of 9%. But that they also said new jobs, around 13% of new jobs will emerge. So you can sort of see a net balance. You know, what employees said to us was that generally speaking, they're positive about technology. So their experiences of technology to date have largely been quite positive. They see technology as something that can help them do their job better. And I think the optimism is great. But at the same time, we've got to get skilled in how to use that technology and give people the new skills, the emerging skills that they need to move into the jobs that are coming.
So Australia has a skills shortage in the technology area. Why are employers not retraining their employees?
I think that they are trying to. So some of the large organisation executives that we interviewed certainly talked about investing quite a lot in retraining internally. And we know that organisations are spending something like $12 billion in training, learning and development across Australia each year now. But what we also know is that the value of that training and the link to sort of immediate uplift in capability and skills, we see that there's actually a sort of a loss in productivity, probably $8 million of benefit, so a $4 billion loss. So the learning and development investment across organisations is huge, but it's mainly looking at current skills and skills that we have needed rather than skills that we think we do need.
What are we at risk of? What future do you see for us if we don't lose this complacency?
I think we're at risk of having large numbers of people who are not skilled for new roles, people who are in various sectors that may be hit. It's not good for anybody if people are not going to be equipped with the skills that we're all going to need.
That's EY partner Dr. Juliet Andrews.